explain. Go ahead, explain chocolate all over the front of my shirt. Didn't you ever have an ice cream bar and a hot movie theater?
What's wrong, Mike?
Oh, I give him one of my best dress shirts so he can look sharp on his date, and that's the way he brings it home.
Oh, well, now that he's a working man, he can buy you a new one on his lunch hour.
You're darn right. Dad, I'm not a corporation president. I work part-time in a car wash.
Come on, Rob, hurry up. Don't spend the day in there, huh?
Hey, I'm next, Dad.
I thought I was next. Well, I'll flip you for it.
All right.
Call it.
Heads.
You're next.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Chipper.
Hurry up, Rob.
Hey, I'm next in there.
Yeah, and then I'm next after Mike.
Well, I'm sure glad I don't have a nosebleed or something. I'd die before I got into the bathroom.
Mike has kind of a temper, hasn't he?
Well, I wouldn't say so, considering the amount of chocolate you got on his shirt.
I'll see if I can talk Uncle Charlie into sausages for breakfast.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah, Chipper?
It gets kind of lonesome.
Oh, well, that's fine, Charlie. I like oatmeal.
Help yourself.
Thanks.
I'll be glad when this vacation is over and things are back to normal chaos.
Well, I got a scoot. I gotta help open up the car wash. See you white-collar workers later.
Yeah, see you tonight, Rob.
Hiya, Tramp.
Hello there, Trampo.
Get that worthless hunk of seaweed out of here. He's been digging bones in the backyard, and I just scrubbed this galley.
Yeah, he's a little dirty, but... Isn't it amazing how he understands?
Yeah.
Chipper, what are you planning on doing today?
I don't know. I feel useless. Wish there was something I could do.
Well, let's see. Maybe you can help Uncle Charlie around the house. How about that, Uncle Charlie?
Thanks, but I pass. With him and that dog in the house, this would be a disaster area before noon.
Why not go around shining shoes or selling lemonade?
Yeah, you'd have fun, and maybe you could pick up a little pocket money.
Now, that's kid stuff. Mike and Robbie are really working.
Listen, Chip, when you get to be our age, you can do the same thing.
Yeah, don't rush it, Chipper. The time when you really have to work will come soon enough.
What'd you do when you were my age, Uncle Charlie?
I was working my way up in Vaudeville, playing the cello and dancing three shows a day. Me and Bubba had an act. I was earning a man's wages. And when I got to be your dad's age, I signed up with the Merchant Marine. And here I am.
I'll see you later.
Where will you be?
Nowhere special. I just want to think for a while.
Hey, why don't you work on inventing a perpetual motion machine? Then none of us would have to work again.
Boy, Champ, we make a great pair. A couple of freeloaders.
Hi, Champ.
Hey, Chip, wanna go to the library with me?
What for?
I gotta get this book back before they put me in jail. It was due yesterday.
I'm busy.
You don't look busy.
I'm thinking. Do you know anything about perpetual motion machines?
I thought I invented one once. It was like a windmill. Only I had to blow on it when the wind stopped. Can't be done.
Boy, everybody in my family works except me. Even Uncle Charlie, when he was my age, was working and making money. I feel, well, like a vampire bat.
You mean a leech. I know what you mean. My mom's been after my dad to buy her fur coat. Those things cost a lot of money. I wish I could help her get one. This book's about Davy Crockett. He was a trapper. If he wanted a fur coat, he just went out in the forest and caught a whole bunch of beavers or something.
I bet if we had a trap, we could do it too. How much they cost?
It wouldn't cost anything if we built it ourselves. It shows how they used to make a box trap.
I see.
Uncle Charlie wouldn't have yelled when he told him I was staying for lunch if he knew how much money we were going to make traveling.
Oh, we'll catch at least enough to make a coat worth $5,000.
I'd like to see a fur coat made out of a skunk with that pretty white stripe. That'd be neater than those dumb foxes some ladies wear around their necks. Those pink eyes.
Ernie, we want minks or beavers, not skunks. Well, I think we're ready. We'll have a tryout in the park.
I'm glad we made a box trap. It won't hurt anything. And we can let loose whatever we don't want.
Yeah, we need some bait. I'll go see what Uncle Charlie has on hand. Uncle Charlie, what do minks like to eat the best?
How should I know?
What are you flaky kids doing now?
Ernie and me are going to the trapping business. We're going to catch enough animals to make a fur coat worth $5,000. You guys aren't the only ones who can make money, you know.
Trap fur coats. You guys may win the stupid award.
I bet you we make more trapping than you do washing cars.
Say, you know, Chip, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you're going to have to know about things like corporate law and tax structures, capital gains, labor management relations, and the supply and demand. And, of course, health and accident insurance coverage for your employees.
It's just me and Ernie.
Chip, if I were you, I'd go bankrupt now. You don't stand a chance.
You wait and see, Robbie. Just you wait.
Okay, Tycoon. Here's some sardines for bait.
Hey, with sardines, maybe you can chop a couple of pieces of bread and make a sandwich.
Thanks, Uncle Charlie. See you later, Mike.
So long.
Trap furs in Bryant Park. We sure have a kooky brother.
Why, those sardines are really powerful. I can smell them all the way from here.
You don't smell the ones in the trap. You smell these.
Yeah. Let's see how you can touch it.
Huh? I had to bait the trap. That's part of the job.
Hey, look.
We got him. Come on. That proves it. This trap really works.
Yeah.
Fluffy. Boys, what have you done to Fluffy?
Nothing, ma'am. We're trying out our new trap. We're going to catch fur-bearing animals and make a fur coat.
Out of helpless little cats, you get him out of there this instant. This instant.
Okay, ma'am.
Oh, serves you right.
Baby, what is those naughty boys?
Boy, sure beavers aren't that mean.
The ladies that own them.
Well, at least we know the trap works. Now to the woods and the real thing.
Hey, Chip. Until you get rid of those sardines, try to stay downwind of me, will you?
Charlie!
Yeah?
Hi. Hey, what's all this mess?
Young kid Carson. Chip and Ernie built a trap.
A trap?
Yeah. They're going into the fur business.
Oh. Well, couldn't they just trade rifles and colored beads with the Indians for furs?
I think they want to eliminate the middleman.
Well, I'd like to put the car in the garage. Tell Chip to come out here and I'll help him clean it out of the way.
Oh, he's not home. He and his business associate are out in the field.
Oh. Well, then I'll get out of the way.
Don't you like those sardines, Chip?
I'll come back after dinner and check the trap. Those beavers like sardines. You ought to have something by then.
Boy, whatever we get, it's going to have to be skinny and dumb. You'd have to be starving and stupid to eat those sardines. Phew. Hey, look. Wild beast. A genuine wild beast.
Is that what I think it is?
God, it's a skunk.
And I got that sardine all over me. I sure hope he doesn't like it.
Yeah, look. Do a sniff.
Any word from Tramp yet?
Nope. I think he's ashamed to come home since he met the skunk. Chip doesn't exactly smell like perfume either. That's the business he's in. Yeah, you know, if he catches enough cats, he can really go into business. Become a mouse exterminator.
Don't be too hard on him. Maybe this trapping venture means more to him than we realize. This morning he was saying how lonely and useless he feels. I guess he thinks he's the only one around here who isn't contributing to the family effort.
He's only a kid. You know, I think you have something there, Dad. Remember this morning what he said about shoe shining? A kid's job? He'll be able to really work soon enough.
That doesn't make things any easier for him now, Rod.
Hiya, Chip. Any sign of Tramp yet?
Uh-uh.
Where are your hides? Did you trade him in for supplies?
Rob.
Thanks, Uncle Charlie. No luck, huh, Chip?
No, I looked everywhere for him.
He'll come home, Chipper. Soon as the smell wears off.
Speaking of smell.
Yeah, Chipper, you still smell a little fishy. Why don't you try another bath? Maybe that'll do it, huh?
Yes, sir.
And listen, if Tramp doesn't come home pretty soon, I'll take the car out and go looking for him.
Yeah, we'll find him. Don't you worry. And maybe tomorrow you'll trap something really worthwhile, hmm?
Yeah, tomorrow'll be a good day for you.
I'm not going to trap anymore. That's the reason Tramp's gone. He thinks we don't like him anymore.
I don't get it. How could he expect to find a mink? We warned you, but he couldn't catch anything. Listen, it wasn't too many years ago when you wanted to be a rodeo champion. And then you found out you got saddle sores from riding a pony around a ring.
Chip's got a different kind of hurt. In a different place.
Chipper?
Yeah, Dad?
Well, it kind of looks like you and Tramp have something in common.
What do you mean, Dad?
Well, he gave up by running away, and you're doing the same thing with your trapping.
I guess we both know when we're beat.
Chip, someday you may run dead last in a 100-yard dash, or you may get the lowest mark in your classroom in a spelling test. But those will only be tragedies if you haven't trained properly or if you haven't studied as hard as you should have. The important thing, Chip, is always try to do the very best you can. Now, if you do that, you'll never have anything to be ashamed of.
Yes, you're right, Dad.
Well, better get in your pajamas. It's almost bedtime.
Yeah, I gotta get up early and check the trap. Night, Dad.
Good night, Chip. Now, I gotta brush your teeth, huh?
Okay.
What's your poison, stranger?
Three fingers of cherry soda.
Three fingers? You must be making up for lost time, stranger. You a trapper?
Yep. I'm looking for my partner. Big Shaggy Critter. Powerful smell, Bob.
He a trapper, too?
Nope, he's a dog.
Sorry, never heard of.
I bring you my winner's catch. Who's the Jasper I talked to about trading?
Oh, that'd be Robbie, yes. He owns this place and probably he has anything in town. That's him over yonder.
Much obliged.
Howdy. Welcome to my town, stranger.
Are you Robbie?
You got me pegged, hombre. What can I do you for?
I brung you my season's catch. Want to do some trading for my pals.
Well, wouldn't you rather take a bath first?
What month is it?
April.
Too soon. Let's trade.
Well, maybe we can do some business, friend. How much you figure your hides are worth?
Well, I reckon altogether they're worth about $5,000 on most any market.
Let's you and me find us a table where we can parley in private, eh?
I don't reckon Robbie has honest intentions toward that trapper.
I'm sure he'll be asking him to play a few hands.
Let's keep a close watch on him. This could be the time to move in.
Yeah, maybe.
How many hides you got, partner?
Well.
Well, here's good luck to you, huh? Great stuff. How about a couple of friendly hands and cards while we discuss our business, stranger?
I'm a mite out of practice. Spend so much of my time in the wild. I don't object to a few hands and cards.
Well, good. Now, I'll put up my money and you put up your hides.
You're dirty.
Well, I beat you again, partner. Looks like your luck long run out.
Can't figure out what happened before.
You just signed this bill of sale for your hides, yeah? Yeah. Shut John Hancock. There.
Just following him for nothing.
Yeah.
Now. All right, Robbie, the game's up.
Word, what's going on here? Hey, now hold it, I say.
Hold it now. Hold it there.
Derringer.
I say again, what's going on here?
Robbie, I'm a United States. I'm a United States Marshal, and I'm placing you under arrest.
You ain't got no warrant for my arrest.
Oh, wait, I know. I got it right here. I'm putting you under arrest for cheating at cards and tampering with the drinks. Water in the lemon, lime, orange, and what that bitch say?
Strawberry.
Yeah, strawberry. Water in the lemon, lime, orange, and strawberry soda.
Now, wait a minute.
And that's not all, Robbie. I'm from the Department of Labor. And when the marshal here is through with you, there's a judge that wants to talk to you about violating the rights of your employees.
No extra pay for overtime?
No health and accident insurance?
No paid vacations for fringe benefits.
Number of the newspaper?
Try the telephone book.
Well, I know that. I just thought maybe
hey,
somebody...
Hercules, do your exercise in someplace else.
You don't want me to be a 90-pound weakling, do you, Uncle Charlie?
Hey,
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Mike. Any luck?
No, not a sign of him. I looked all over the place.
Well, I'm following the newspaper. I'm going to put an ad in the Lost and Found. Say, how would you describe Trapp, anyway?
Well, he's a big... It's a big furry dog.
Yeah.
Dad, Uncle Charlie, everybody, look what I got in the woods!
Well, my golly, Chip, what'd you get here?
I trapped him! What do you mean?
No kidding.
Look at that!
A big raccoon, huh?
Chip's made a real catch. That's a valuable fur.
He actually did it. I told you today was going to be a big day for you.
Looks like you've got him trained already, Chipper.
Larnie and me fed him some grapes.
Well, now that you've got him, what are you going to do with him?
What do you mean, Dad?
Well, a raccoon isn't like a sheep. I mean, to get the fur, you just don't shear him. If you want a fur coat, you're going to have to kill him and skin him.
Kill him? That cute little fellow? I couldn't do that, Dad.
I didn't think you could.
Well, anyway, Robbie, I proved I'm a trapper.
You got me there, Chip. You were on the ball all the time. I was the one who was wrong.
Okay. Then I'm going to take him back to the woods and let him go.
How about that $5,000 fur coat?
Well, with all those fringe benefits and everything, I don't want to get involved. Did you find Tramp yet?
Oh, no, but we're working on it, Chip. We'll find it. I'll get it.
Douglas residence?
Yes.
I'm from the SPCA. We got something out in the truck I think belongs to you.
It's Tramp! Dad, hold him for me, will you?
Sure, sure.
Hold on, not so fast, young fella. Bunch of Girl Scouts found them in the woods, and they regretted it. He's got quite a scent. Think of it, so do you.
Tramp, baby! Oh, we missed you. What's this been waiting for?
I think what you smell on him is old sardines.
Sardines?
Yeah, it's kind of a long story. You see, my son, the trapper, and his associate, Ernie, went into the... You don't happen to have a grape on you, do you? A grape?
Hey, you don't smell so bad. Oh, boy, we miss you, yeah.
What do we got here? Charlie, what's all this?
Chip's latest venture. The lumber and nails are what's left from building a sluice.
A sluice?
Yeah. Chip and Ernie are going to look for gold in the Bryant River.
From trapper to prospector. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like, Chip, gold in the river. If you can find any gold in Bryant Park, I'll...
You'll what, Rob?
I'll ask him if he needs another partner.
Well, let's clear this out of the way.